Thank you, Mr. President. China would like to thank and highly appreciate President Zeniba and the other members of the Bureau for their efforts over the past year to overcome, to make efforts under his leadership and the leadership of the Bureau. The Human Rights Council has worked in various areas and demonstrated the spirit of cooperation and solidarity. We congratulate Ambassador Lauber and other members of the new Bureau on their election, and we hope and we are convinced that the new Bureau will guide the Council to carry out its work in the light of its mandate and uphold the spirit of professionalism and cooperation. My delegation is ready to support the work of the Bureau as always. Today's world is faced with multiple crises. The Human Rights Council should play a greater role in achieving the noble goal of human rights for all. First, we should continue to carry out work in the spirit of mutual respect and respect the path of human rights development chosen by different civilizations and countries. We should encourage cooperation and dialogue and discard politicization and selectivity. We should continue to adopt a balanced approach, especially the economic, social, cultural rights should be given more emphasis, and they should be on a par with political and civil rights. We should further improve quality and efficiency. We support the efforts of the President. We also thank the co-facilitators for their efforts. We support the adoption by consensus of the presidential statement on its efficiency, and we hope that all parties will, in the spirit of constructive dialogue and cooperation, continue to brainstorm on the issue of efficiency and on the basis of full consideration of the affordability of developing countries in general and small and medium-sized countries in particular, work out practical and sustainable solution. At the same time, we should demonstrate the political will to address root causes and symptoms of problems so as to solve the root causes of the low efficiency of Human Rights Council and discard the implication caused by politicization. We are glad to see that the resolution on accessibility was adopted, and we hope that progress can be made. We also emphasize that the status of the Council should be subject to a decision by the GA according to its mandate. We support the choice of the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action as the theme for annual panel discussion on human rights mainstreaming. This meeting adopted relevant resolution by consensus and reflects the aspiration of international community to accelerate the achievement of gender equality and cooperating addressing challenges. We are willing to work with all parties to make common efforts in this direction. Mr. President, China will continue to follow the spirit of dialogue and cooperation and mutual assistance, learning from each other to make common progress so as to contribute to the smooth proceeding of Human Rights Council in the next year. Thank you, sir.
Je vous remercie.